Species.
Unite.
Species. Unite.
And it's very disappointing when I see these menus that are from starter to first courses, main courses. It's all animal proteins from the start to the end. How? How you cannot have like 30% of a menu which is plant-based? What, for what reason you need to have animal proteins in every single dish?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Novogratz. This is Species Unite. We have a favor to ask. If you like today's episode and you have a spare minute, could you please rate and review Species Unite on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts? It really helps people to find the show. This conversation is with Verde Camilla Parmigiani. Camilla is the owner and the founder of Vegan Set. She helps hotels create successful plant-based experiences and gets them to support luxury vegan brands. Camilla and I met a couple of months ago in Milan, and before I met her, it didn't really occur to me that I could and should be asking more from hotels, not only when it comes to vegan food, but the whole package. Hi, Camilla.
Hi, Elizabeth.
This is really fun to be with you in Milan and meeting for the first time in person. Thank you for being here.
It's incredible. Now we are here together in Italy. It's really exciting, I would say.
Why don't we just start with you saying who you are and what you do?
My name is Verde Camilla. I'm a luxury vegan expert. I consult for luxury hotels. I support them in being able to welcome vegan guests. It's something I do internationally. I come from 20 years in the hospitality industry, and being a vegan myself, I realized there was such a lack of, knowledge in hotels.
I don't think a lot of people think about hotels when they think about, oh, wow, the world's really changing, and there's so many more vegan restaurants now, and there's so much more in the grocery store than there ever has been. But I'm vegan, and I don't even think about hotels enough, you know. And I mean, when I go to a hotel that has a vegan menu or vegan things on the menu, it feels like I won the lottery. But I wouldn't have even known until I met you that that was something I could seek out, and that how much this industry, since you started, has started to just explode.
Yeah.
When you were in the hotel industry before you were doing Vegan Set, what were you noticing hotel-wise, and what were people talking about? Like, what was happening at that point?
I started Vegan Set in 2016 when I was in Miami. I had the idea because I was like, wait a minute, I'm probably not the only one vegan in the world that love to eat gourmet and fine dining. So I started writing this article about hotels and restaurants that were able to provide some kind of gourmet or fine dining food. Didn't take so long to realize that actually the offering was lacking, and that probably the hotels and the hospitality industry in general needed some help on this. And I created these services that are specifically tailor-made for the hotels. What I realized that sometimes you could find nice offerings maybe in the restaurant for dinner, but then there was a complete lacking of experiences when it comes to breakfast, for instance, or in the room details, or even also particularly in what's the staff training, because you know you could also have the highest products, the highest high-end dishes, the best food, the best drinks, but if the service is not empathic, or there's something missing, and so part of my service includes also training the staff.
What do you mean by empathic service?
When it comes to vegan and vegetarian guests, they basically kind of speak a different language. You know, there are some details that if you don't know a bit about this world, you can't provide a good service. So that's why it's very important, for instance, to know the reasons behind such a choice, because you could be a vegan for the animals, as we are, but you could be a vegan because you think it's more healthy, which is actually, or for the environment. There are many reasons. So, and this bring to have different needs. So you need to have a wide picture to provide a good service.
How did you start? Like, did hotels come to you and say, hey, we need help with this? Or did you go to them?
Well, the very first time, the request came from a hotel, because this hotel manager asked me, listen, Camila, I've seen you're quite an expert. Could you recommend me some books for our chef for my chef to read, to learn more about this vegan food thing? And so that's how I had the idea. I was like, yes, maybe I can provide this list of books, but at the same time, I can add more information. And in fact, now I have realized this handbook that I give for my consultancies, it's a 70 pages handbook with all the information that a hotel need to know.
And is it food, beverage?
Lifestyle. It's really a complete handbook. Everything you need to know. What's vegan, what it's not, the difference about the sourcing, some nutritional facts about the vegan food that are important, that are very important for a chef and for a F&B department to know, and what a vegan guest would like to find in the room in terms of furniture and other articles, toiletries, amenities, and so on.
See, I think that's something people don't think about. And maybe this is on me, but I always feel, because I just feel like hotels haven't caught up with the world yet. And I travel all the time. And so if I go to a hotel and they have a vegan option, I'm like, oh, thank God. Right? Like, no, they should have 10. They should have 10. And and I didn't even think about like the furniture and the toiletries, because it seems like the world's so not there, but there yet. But A, it should be. And obviously, it's getting there, because this is what you're doing.
Absolutely. Also, for instance, when they make the turndown service, it doesn't make any sense to have like a regular chocolate, which is not vegan and I cannot eat. So there are a lot of details they need to take care about. But I think it's quite, you know, also for a hotel, it's inspiring, you know, to have a new perspective, to, you know, change a bit and be of inspiration maybe for others. This is what it's happening, for instance, for many hotels in the Middle East that are really investing. The Middle East is investing a lot of money on this vegan new, I don't like the word trend, because this is not a trend, this is here to stay. But on the vegan, you know, new needs of the guest. And in, as I said, in the Middle East, they're really investing a lot of money in this. You know, Emirates launched, invest like $1 million in new vegan options on their flights. Also, many hotels have been launching new items in their menus for Veganuary this January. And also, these wonderful ultra-luxury hotels, always in the Middle East, is building like new suites and rooms that are going to be completely vegan from the interior design and everything, but a very high end.
And is this coming from demand in the Middle East? Why is it happening there?
I think because they have money to invest, and they probably like to experiment new ways to make hospitality. And they definitely realize how people is nowadays attentive to this kind of feelings and way to live their life.
I'm aware that there are fully 100% vegan hotels around the world.
Yes.
Not a whole lot of them, but they exist.
Absolutely.
These hotels that you're talking about, is it like a spectrum then? Like, some are just trying to be a little more conscientious to vegan guests. Some are actually trying to change everything from the chocolates by the bed to you know, the products in the bathroom?
There are so many levels on this that some are really changing everything, others just really few details. So it's on a very different levels, you know, for these hotels. But the reason why I've decided to specialize myself into the luxury arena is because, you know, these kind of hotels are more motivated to look into details. So that this is where my also extra value is available for them.
And are some of the hotels you're working with deciding, hey, we're just going to go vegan?
To move completely vegan, no, this is something I haven't seen because of course, they need to deal with numbers. And of course, the percentage of totally vegan people in the world, it's not that big to motivate such.
No, I was just going to say it's 1%. It's 1%. I was just saying one.
It's 1%. Yes. I did say 1%. I didn't want to say 1%.
It's pathetic.
It's the truth, you know.
Talk about the hotel in Positano.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So that was a great experience because San Pietro di Positano is an icon in hospitality. They have this Michelin star restaurant. They have this gorgeous vegetable garden overlooking the sea of the Amalfi Coast of Positano. They are really famous for being so special and to cater such a charming and special service to their guests. And so it's impressive that they decided to have this project with me to be able now to welcome vegan guests with some incredible, you know, small details and the menus that are really incredible, both in the Michelin star restaurant, but also in the restaurant by the beach and all the outlets of the hotel.
So they changed the menus. Cool.
Yes, they have a specific menu with vegan items, and also in the restaurant by the beach, they have a lot of items that are completely vegan. Now they make this wonderful almond ricotta, homemade, which is fantastic. And you know, to eat there, you can have a caprese there with these fresh tomatoes that are grown there with this almond ricotta they make homemade. I think it's really exceptional.
Sounds amazing.
It is.
That sounds so good. What about the wine? I think a lot of people don't realize, I mean, I'm sure a lot of vegans do, but maybe not, that most wine isn't vegan.
Yes, exactly, because wineries still use a lot of animal ingredients as fining agents for the wine to clarify it and to make it stable. And so that's why most of the wines are not vegan, but thankfully, there are some wineries that are attentive to these details. Because, you know, what I think it's crazy is that these animal proteins and ingredients and items that are used to clarify the wine are not even mentioned in the ingredients, you know, because they are part of the procedure of the winemaking.
So they don't have to.
Yes, I think people should know how their wine is made.
And are hotels asking you now for
yes,
for
of
wines?
Course. Part of the job is also to select some excellent wine labels that are also certified vegan. Also on the cocktail side, there are, you know, there is a selection that has to be done because not all liquors or cocktail in general for the same reason. Yes, that's sad news. Like, you know, Campari is not vegan. And yes,
I had no idea. Why? What's in Campari?
Unfortunately, you know. And our, you know, brands of liquors are not vegan. So at least, you know, the staff need to know and has to be trained so they know in case a client come and say, if they don't want to mention it on the wine list or on the cocktail list, at least the staff need to know what's vegan and what's not.
And what about things like bedding You know, like down versus vegan bedding.
Yeah.
Is that coming up too?
Yes. You know, that these kind of hotels, normally they have a pillow menu. So they need to have also a pillow that it's vegan and it's not made with animals. Hotels are getting more and more aware, but I have to tell you, there's still a lot to do.
Especially breakfast. Typically, the only option I ever see in a hotel is avocado toast.
Absolutely. No, there are so many interesting things that can be done. Every project I realize is definitely, you know, custom made. So every hotel, you know, the vegan offering need to reflect the traditional one. So it has to have the same style, the same mode of a traditional offering. So it's very important that every hotel is offering something different. Can be the same for everybody.
And what kind of response are the hotels getting from making these changes? Like, and what are you hearing back?
They have a lot of very nice, you know, feedbacks for the clients. The thing I sometimes am struggling with is to get these items on the menus and that are properly proposed to the guests, you know, because it's important that it's not the guest saying, okay, I'm vegan, what can I have? But, you know, the guests should be free to find these items on the menu because, you know, they don't need to refer just to the vegan, you know, movement, but the flexitarian movement, it's much, much bigger in numbers. So, and there is a lot of people that if could find some nice plant-based offerings, they would definitely love to have them.
Well, so in New York City right now, the whole new program just started by this organization called Greener by Default. And all New York City hospitals are now greener by default, meaning you are served, if you're in the hospital, plant-based, lunch or breakfast, unless you opt in for the meat. It just started a few months ago. 60% of people are not opting in for the meat. They're eating vegan.
Wow.
60% are eating plant-based in all of New York City hospitals.
Wow.
Because it's there, right? Because it's there. And that, I think, is how you really shift the needle.
Exactly.
For hotels to start becoming aware that this is, you know, people want this.
Yeah.
But also for people who are staying in the hotel who don't even know they want it,
exactly,
to start becoming aware. It works into it doubly.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Way.
And it's very disappointing when I see these menus that are from starter to first courses, main courses. It's all animal proteins from the start to the end. How you cannot have like 30% of a menu which is plant-based? What, for what reason you need to have animal proteins in every single dish? There's no need for it.
No.
You don't need that.
No.
People don't need that. The planet don't need that.
Right.
Absolutely. And also make something new, change a bit. It's also exciting, you know.
Absolutely.
So, you know, what's interesting is that normally I have you know, request to collaborate from the managers, you know, because they see the problem, they want to, you know, attract also maybe a new niche of guests. But when is the chef that contact you and say, look, I want to change this. I want to learn because I understand it's very important for me to change and improve what I can offer. Being able also to make something that is plant-based and of high quality, that's really the best feeling.
And this has changed a lot too, I think, because 10 years ago, chefs were not cool with this. And how has Italy changed?
Well, Italy, you know, when we speak about Italy, when we talk about Italy, we need to understand first that there are big differences from region to region. Because, you know, Italy is famous for the Mediterranean diet, so which is mostly pasta, fresh vegetables, and olive oil, and a bit of fish maybe. But at the same time, in the north, and especially close to mountains, it's more a meaty diet. So when we talk about Italy, we need to understand this first. And so according to this, in some areas, there is a faster change, while in others, it's more complicated for people with this strong tradition. I make the instance of where I live, my town, Brescia. It's famous for hunting, which is terrible. And so aged people who has been dealing their whole life with this tradition, it's very difficult for them to understand the change, you know. But thankfully, you know, younger generations are more into this and understand how important it is to respect all the living beings on the planet, and how beautiful it is to live without harming them.
Yeah,
it's a great feeling.
Where would you say is the best place in Italy to be vegan?
I would definitely say Rome. Rome has been blossoming with so many very nice restaurants that are offering different styles of vegan cuisine, from the traditional cuisine from Rome that has been, you know, declined into a vegan version, and also the more gourmet, the street food and pastry and everything.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say Rome.
What about Milan?
Milano, it's quite disappointing. I have to tell you. No, there are. First of all, in Milano, there is Gioia, which is a gem, because Chef Pietro Lema has been the first to take the Michelin star, like, I think, 15 or 20 years ago, for being the first vegetarian restaurant in Europe to get a Michelin star.
I didn't know that. I'm going there tomorrow.
He's not just a great chef. He's an amazing person.
Wow.
I hope he's there, because he's really outstanding human being.
Did it used to be not vegan and now it is?
He started as a vegetarian and vegan restaurant. So he has been the first one totally vegetarian to get the Michelin star in Europe.
So that's happening here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there is Gioia, there is Linfa, there is Altato. There are some interesting concepts. But when it comes to hotel, for instance, that's a disaster. And it's surprising because, you know, this is the town of the Fashion Week. The town with so many international travelers. So I don't get how this five-star hotel can't get proper vegan offering. I don't get it.
For someone like me who's vegan, who really didn't think they had much of a say in hotels, is it helpful to complain a little bit if there's not vegan food?
It's important to mention that there is this need from the guests, and if a guest is disappointed, I think it's always important to say that. Maybe not using like online platforms such as, you know, TripAdvisor or this kind of, you know, tools. I would rather go with a direct email to the manager or to the staff, because otherwise maybe if they are not motivated to do it in this way, they can, you know, like, be totally apart from the idea of, you know, doing something.
Yeah.
So this is my idea.
I love this, though. The vegan stuff just keeps unfolding and unfolding, and this is just a whole nother world of it.
Yes.
That's coming.
No. And also, what I love particularly about it is that this is an occasion for, especially for us as vegans, to find always new things around.
Yeah.
Not always the same, you know, propositions, but, you know, new ideas, fresh new concepts and recipes.
Yeah. And better than avocado toast.
Yeah, no avocado toast.
My hotel right now, that's all they have. Camilla, thank you so much for this and for what you're doing and for waking me up to the fact that I should be expecting more and better out of hotels.
No, thanks to you, Elizabeth. It was a pleasure talking to you. And, you know, let's veganize these hotels.
I hope so. Let's do it. To learn more about Camilla, to learn more about VeganSat, go to our website, speciesunite.com. We will have links to everything. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Species Unite. If you have a spare moment and could do us a favor, please rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps people find the show. If you'd like to support Species Unite, we'd greatly appreciate it. Go to our website, speciesunite.com, and click donate. I'd like to thank everyone at Species Unite, including Gary Knutson, Caitlin Pierce, Amy Jones, Paul Healy, Santina Polke, Ayana Peoples, and Anna Kollner, who wrote and performed today's music. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.